Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation in the world. Following under the teachings, don't trust me, trust my hustle. The ringleader of this show and conductor of this machine is Kaylin Lend Me Your Ear Patterson. Sit back, relax, and turn up your volume to P4P Real Talk.
Hey, everybody. Kaylin Patterson, Midwest Muscles, P4P Real Talk. We are excited today. I'm really geeked up. I got two great people. But first, this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation and opportunity in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now, let's talk. I'm really excited, guys. I'm really, really excited. I got two great people out of the national community. I'm just overjoyed that they were able to have time to get on this show and just speak their minds, you know, some real talk. I'm going to introduce first Terry Starks. Man is just a phenom down in St. Louis, down in the national community is just blowing up down in that region. And I'm just so excited that he had the time to get out here. And also one of the better judges I've ever been able to see. I get to see him pre, post, and during the show. Just phenomenal at how he addresses and critiques, just his openness and his honesty after the shows. Stephen Lacey, he's also got his own show at a DFAC, which is coming up, The Evolution. Terry, first I'll introduce you, and then you can just throw it over to Stephen, and you can introduce yourselves to the national community, and just we'll go from there.
All right. Hey, thanks for having me on the show, Kaylin. Terry Starks, IFBA Pro. Natural bodybuilding advocate, if you will. So that's what's up.
Steve.
And I'm here. I thought Terry was going to keep talking.
Oh no.
Here, St. Louis. I'm the promoter of the DFAC Evolution Natural Bodybuilding Championships. Our event is coming up August 1st. We're moving to a new venue this year, moving over to Lewis and Clark College in Godfrey, Illinois, which is like 30 minutes northeast of St. Louis, so it's right outside of St. Louis. And kind of excited about, you know, new venue and a couple of new changes for the show this year, and, you know, just bring you the third year of the evolution.
Wow. You got a big hole to fill, because, I mean, last year you really brought the wood and the hammer. So, I mean, people were really excited at that show. And like I said, with that region, it's really not hard to pack the house. Some of them backflips I still remember from Mr. Mackey doing. And
Right.
Yeah.
One of the things I've noticed, Kaylin, you know, I've been involved now in the natural bodybuilding scene since like 2006. The Midwest is really a really big haven for natural bodybuilding. I mean, you have a lot of phenomenal competitors that come out of the Midwest as a whole, you know, not just including St. Louis. I've met a lot of phenomenal, you know, athletes throughout the Midwest, and they're steady just, you know, coming out from the woodwork. So, you know, you have to be able to put on a good show and have good shows and great shows for people to, you know, want to come and compete.
That's very true. And one of the things that I appreciate you bringing it up, because it was one of those kind of things where I've understood that they had competitions, but I didn't know anything about the natural side. And I think there was a lot of people in this region that were feeling the same way. And when they found out, I mean, it just kind of just went insane. And when they found out the level they'd have to compete at, they stepped it up even better. So I'm sure as a promoter, you know, even from a judge's side, that's got to be a great feeling. But from a promoter, that's got to be really exciting to know that you have that much more talent to have at your show.
Right. And just as a, you know, going from a competitor to a judge to a promoter, you know, I've learned so much. I mean, I can't even stress how much I've learned. But you get to see the actual, you know, natural bodybuilding side from every side now. You know, so I get to, you know, deal with putting a show together. Not only just critiquing the people and, you know, as a judge and not as a competitor, you know, also as a competitor competing on stage. So I get every avenue of it, and, you know, it makes me have a really, really good understanding of it all and want to put together a great show for people to come and compete.
You've done a great job so far. I'm really impressed with some of the things you do are above and beyond. So there's no way anyone can question your passion behind how you do it, because even down to birthday awards for people that had birthdays on the day of your show, that's, to even take the time to think about something like that, I can't imagine anyone that would speak out and say a negative thought as far as how your passion is and where you're actually coming from with the soul that you bring to your show. Terry, I'm sure you can speak well, because we've seen Steve at on stage, behind the stage, and now promoting the venue. So I'm sure you can speak on what I'm saying and actually bring it more, get to interact with him a little more.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, Steve Lace is not only a great guy, but he's a good friend, and I'll do anything to support him, you know. And my thing is, I'm all for natural bodybuilding, you know. Yeah, I'm in the IFPA organization. Yeah. And I love the IFPA. I bleed IFPA, but, you know, Steve Lace is a great friend, so I'm going to do everything I can to help support his show as well. You know, of course, my vision is for all the natural organizations to come together. You know, WNBF, NGA, DFAC, PNBA, IFPA, and I want them all to come together. And I know every time I throw that out there, you know, people, you know, they like, well, you know, who's going to make the first move? Well, let's all move together. You know, it doesn't have to be, okay, we need to call you guys or you guys need to call us. Let's just do it. You know, let's all come together. That way the organization can grow as a whole. The culture of natural bodybuilding can grow as a whole. So that's my dream. You know, I would love to see that come to pass.
You're a passionate fella yourself, so, you know, I like to take time and address that, because I've seen you compete, and you do a wonderful job. You make sure you bring your best. But one of the things that I didn't know, but I got to see later on, is as a coach, you're just as impassioned, and you put just as much of your heart into that as well. And you get really excited when your people win.
I get excited. I definitely get excited when my clients win, but I get excited
for
the sport in
yeah.
general, for anybody. I'll jump up and down for Betty Crocker if she's doing the drug-free. You jump up there and like, I get excited for anybody. And Terry Sports is natural bodybuilding. That's what I do. But, again, I want anybody that goes to a natural bodybuilding event, you know, there's a fine line between being overly too excited, but I just want them to feel the passion that I feel. I want them to say, mm-hmm. God, this guy really loves this. And I would love to see this. This is what I want, Taylor. And I ain't going to take up the whole broadcast, but this is what I want. I want to go into a grocery store and pick up a magazine, and there are natural athletes on the cover of a natural bodybuilding magazine. That's what I want to see. So what I need to do, go in my bank account and make that happen myself? If I have to, I will. You know, I want to see natural athletes on magazines. I don't want to go pick up, no disrespect to, you know, to the flexing and, you know, the muscle mass, all the, and no disrespect to them. But that's not what I want to see. I want to see athletes in the image of Terry Stark. I'm a lifetime natural, you know, and that's what I want to see. So, you know, I'm very compassionate about this sport of natural bodybuilding. It's what I breathe. And again, I want to see all the organizations come together. All the organizations. That's the only way we're truly going to grow as a whole. You know, I mean, it's like you got a slice of pizza, and there's so many, you know, slices in that big old, you know, 18-inch pizza, and it's like no. Let's do what the NPC is doing. It's just one of them. Well, why come it can't just be one of us?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I want. Yeah, somebody make that happen. Stephen Lacey, call your people. I'm going to call my people. Let's make it happen. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Woo! There we go.
Well, we ain't going to put Steve under that kind of pressure. Okay. Just yet. But,
that's a whole lot of work there. That's a whole lot of work.
Yes. And I mean, as a promoter, I'm sure you still got so much on your plate right now just getting set up with the show. Because, you know, I really think people don't really understand what it takes to make that show great. I mean, because people can set a show up, and you can have people show up. But when you can show up, show out, and then have a good time at the after party and know you've been blessed to be at a good show, that's saying something. And the first 2 years, you've done that. And I'm always impressed to see what you can do. Because it seems like you always, as a competitor, you want to do better. It seems like as a promoter, it seems that drive is still there in that mindset.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I pretty much like I do, I used to do a lot of parties and event planning and stuff like that. So when it came to the show and I had already had the background and the judging and everything, it's like putting an event together. You know, you can't put an event together without the details. So if you have, you know, judges and athletes is what make the show go, you have to make sure that you take care of them. That's why, you know, I go all out for the nice awards, the nice prizes, make sure the judges are comfortable, make sure they got some, you know, they're fed, they're drinking, they're comfortable at the judges' table, everything, all that's important. That makes people want to come back. I just saw a girl at the grocery store, and she was like, I can't wait to send my entry in, because she was like, your show is so fun. You know, if you make it about the athlete instead of about, you know, making the money and all of that stuff and make it fun for the athletes, they want to come back.
Amen.
You know?
That's all right. Yep.
You know, and that's what it's about.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Can't argue with that. Well, you do it well. I mean, and one of the things I'd like to touch on also is that you also have been offering, and I'm sorry I missed it, was, you know, you offer seminars to actually make the competitors more at ease even before they get to your show or venue.
Right. And, you know, DFAC, we're a pretty new sanction. We've been around now for 4 years. Some of our posing and some of our criteria is different from some of the other sanctions. So to make it easier for the people, you know, I get everybody together, and if you want to come and see in advance, let me show you what we do. And they... So they know. Also, if you don't make it to the camp, once you register, you know, because we have a little bit of different figure posing. Our bikini posing is a little different. I have videos. I send them out to the competitors. So you don't get there show day and you won't say you don't know. You know, inform them in advance. You know, and that's just what I feel like I'm supposed to do is make sure that they're informed. So
well, yeah.
It winds up being a lot of tedious work, but I think at the end, it's always worth
it. Well, honestly, you can't. I tip my hat to that, because that's one of those things I talk about when I talk about the preparation side of it, where, you know, the little things that people kind of take for granted are things that really have to be thought about, because, you know, you as a promoter, there's like 1,000 what ifs, and you have to answer that before they even think it.
Yep.
And that's just crazy when you think about it. And it's like you're going to do that next year and the year after that. You know, you want it to grow.
And it's almost like you're asking for a bigger headache, but it's something that you love, so it's not a headache at all.
Right. Right. And now, like I said, this is our third year. It's kind of down to a science now. So, you know, a lot of stuff, like, I've learned over the years to kind of already have things in place and things set up to make it a lot easier and access to different things. Like, as far as, like, shoot, like, you know, I get from a lot of the competitors, they're like, okay, I just registered and you already sent the competitor pack. Like, I got this stuff, like, so you just, you know, I just go ahead and send it right back out. They just registered and they already got their competitor pack. You know, because I'm also you get your information. So you have it, so you can go on and do what you got to do. If you got any more questions, you need to get back with me immediately so we can get this, you know, done. So, you know, just making sure you get the athletes taken care of. Because you don't have any athletes, what? You don't have a show.
That's right. But when you do it that way, it makes it easier for people like me, myself, Terry, and anybody else to be able to say when people are asking, you know, if I'm going to compete, your show can be recommended highly, and you know that the competitor is going to be taken care of. Because that's, for me now, you know, like when I first started, it was a lot of people that were basically being trained by enhanced coaches, but they really didn't know the natural side or community. And so there was kind of a disconnect when the people would show up. And some of the posing was risque at best. I mean, the best way to say it. It really had your mind wondering who. I mean, I know there were some times where I'd ask, well, who was the coach? Because I can't imagine having somebody step on stage doing stuff like that and call that presentable.
Right.
Wow.
Well, now, you know, now we've moved into a whole new era with the natural bodybuilding. You know, when I first started, you know, I just picked somebody I knew that I saw on stage and helped me get ready for stage. Now you got physique coaches, you got posing coaches, and, you know, everything is all, it's all about all of that now. If you really want to show up well, you need to get somebody, get in front of somebody to pose, to get your pose and critique. You need, you know, you may need help with your diet. You may not know where to start. So there's this information system is out there now going around, so there's no way you shouldn't know or can't know. In a garage. Now that's almost unheard of to train yourself. You see what I'm saying? Things changing and changing, and you know, it's criteria that is evolving.
Hey, Steve, Steve, your phone breaking up.
Yeah, it is.
Steve, you must got a track phone. Hey, Kaylin, I want to touch on something right quick while it's on my heart, if you don't mind. I really want, and I don't want to say this and upset anybody, but I got to speak on it. If you are a drug-free athlete, please support your natural drug-tested organizations. You know, so what I'm saying is, if you're drug-free, you know, don't make it your first choice to compete into a show where, you know, they're not drug tested. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that really doesn't make any sense. And I'm going to do anything and everything to keep natural bodybuilding growing. And I think that is one great way to start. Natural athletes, support your drug tested shows. You know, because if you're competing in non-tested shows, you can best believe the judging criteria, they're looking for a totally different enhanced physique. They're not looking, you know, it's just different. So why even waste your money and time? I mean, just support your drug-tested shows. That way, you know, the sport and the culture can grow as a whole. I just really wanted to put that out there. So, and again, no disrespect to the non-tested organizations, but they got enough enhanced physique, so they don't need natural physique on their stage. We need natural physique, you know, in the IFPA and DSAC and et cetera, you know. So there you have it. Yes.
Well, no,
yes,
I agree with that, because if it's marketing, then I think we should market ourselves
better.
Right. Now, if you're not natural, oh, by all means, go over there. If you're not natural, yeah, you can go over there all day long. But if you're 100% natural, well, I don't want to compete against, you know, guys that are on drugs, not natural. Well, Terry, don't you want to prove that you can beat them? No. No, I don't. I don't care. I don't have nothing to prove. I like competing against people that are on the same playing field as Terry Stark. That's it. Yeah, I want the playing field to be equal. But that's just me. Some natural guys say, well, I want to see if I can beat them. Well, go right ahead. Man, go right ahead. That's not Terry Stark. I want to do everything I can to help natural bodybuilding grow. And that's one way it can grow, is we support our natural sanctions and our natural organizations.
Well, you definitely put your heart where your mouth is, because been showing up to every show.
Every
If this ain't going to Kansas City, I know you're there.
Yes,
I don't have to worry about it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm looking at this ISPA Pro schedule right now. It's a couple good shows coming up. I may have to book me a few flights, see what's happening. Yeah, I'm gonna come out of retirement.
Well, Terry, while we're talking about it, one of the things that I'm very happy with is that there's natural coaches, natural nutritionists, and natural trainers that can actually talk about what the people are going to have to suffer through, instead of basically having to do patchwork on what, you know, this is what I used to have to deal with 5 years ago before, when people are trying to be coaches and they're enhanced, they don't really have the mindset. Because it's really hard on a natural athlete to get to that gym sometimes when the diet's changing and things are going.
Yeah,
but enhanced realm, you just got the recovery and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, that's a whole different topic. You know, I always tell any athlete, you pick a coach that you're comfortable with, but you have to pick a coach that has your best interest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a solo guy. I mean, if I'm a ride with you, I mean, I want you to put your heart and soul into Terry Stark's in. You know what I'm saying? But if you got, oh my God, 100 people on your team, well, good Lord, do you really care about me? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wait a minute, what kind of coach are you? So you got 100 people competing, we're all getting ready for the same show, I didn't pay you my money, who has your best interest? So I'll ride by myself. But I want to send a shout out to my mentor, Mr. Marshall Johnson. Thank you, Marshall Johnson, for having Terry Stark's back. Oh, and a special shout out to my other mentor, the one who inspires me, Mr. Philip Ricardo Jr. Thank you,
Rico,
for those conversations and keeping Terry's thoughts uplifted, having my back. Benny Mobley, love you, brother. Let's show these young IFPA pros how it's done. Oh, yeah, Benny Mobley's a legend. Oh, yeah, people like, Benny, who? Oh, Benny Mobley, you know who he is. Look him up.
Yes. And it's good that, like Steve was saying, that the growth is happening where we can actually have the changes that were necessary.
Yes,
because it is necessary.
Right.
These things had to happen in order for us to grow, because it's nothing worse than, well, you know, I'm going to pass this back to Steve, because as a judge, I'm sure he's seen it more times than we have, where people are basically on their way down as they think they're competing at their best. Just because of a bad metabolism.
Right.
Well, yeah, you got a lot of people that are getting, well, what I was going to say was piggyback off of Terry, you got a lot of people that are getting railroaded by bad coaches. You know, there's so many people out here now that because they've competed in one show or they won one show, they're a coach. You know,
right. Everybody a coach now.
You know,
Steve, I want to cut you off right quick. I just ran into a lady. She's a cashier at Big Lots, and she told me she's a prep coach. I'm like, good God, everybody a prep coach. I said, what show have you done? What show have you won? She said she's never competed. I'm like, I see. No, she said she's never competed, but she on bodybuilding.com, and she reads the articles. Now she's a prep coach. I'm like, oh, okay, well.
And the sad part is if she can get somebody to listen to her, they gonna buy into it.
Everybody's so depressed.
And you got a lot of people with like you said, Kaylin, with you know, these metabolisms all over the place. After they get off the stage from the show, they eat one french fry, they blow up, you know, it's just kinda like you know, it's a whole lot going on, you know, with it. But, you know, people are listening to people and, you know, it's going on.
Well, I
hope with shows like this and the other forums that they learn, you know, there are people they can talk to that do have their best interest, and they don't want to be their coach. They just want to see them actually do well. Like Terry said, I support it because I know your goal is health and fitness, not something that's going to destroy your body. So if you know, there's so many people in the different, especially in the Midwest. My goodness, we have so much talent. I can't imagine that somebody couldn't send them to the right person, you know, to help them out. Well, Steve, as a promoter and as a judge, you get more backlash than Terry and I will ever dream. What are some of the things that you can tell somebody ahead of time, going in, so they don't have to sit there and come with the things that you already know they're going to be complaining about as you look at them on stage? Because some people you can see, you know, before they even get their jumpsuit off, you know,
the number one thing that I can't reiterate enough is just because you stepped on the stage, everybody is not going to win. Everybody is not going to win. You know, you have to, a lot of people compete for the wrong reasons. They compete for, you know, I want to win. I didn't get first place. You compete because you're competing against yourself. And you show up with your best physique and put it on stage and see what happens. But everybody, you know, just because they compete, I had this conversation with a friend of mine this morning. You know, she's like, well, I just haven't won yet. I'm like, I competed 14 times, and I just finally got a second place trophy. So it takes time. Everybody don't get it that way.
It's a subjective sport, and people have to realize. And it took me a minute to understand it too. Unfortunately, at 43, I'm just now getting it. But the main thing is always just try to compete against yourself. And my mindset has changed. You know, people say, okay, Terry, what are you going to do this year? You're looking good. You're in shape. You know, you're going to go after those top. Nah, I ain't going after nobody. I'm not competing against nobody. So let's eliminate the rumors right now. Yeah, I ain't going after Sam Okanola. I ain't going after Doug Miller. I ain't going after Chris Nabuka. I ain't going after Cliff Wilson. I ain't going after nobody. Terry Starks is trying to be the best that Terry Starks can be. So now the rumor is all taken care of. They're like, well, oh, yeah. I mean, that's it. I'm just trying to compete against myself. You see what I'm saying? I don't have to be the greatest natural bodybuilder of all time. I don't want that title. You can have that. But I want to be one of the most influential guys who help represent natural bodybuilders. Now, you pick somebody out there that represented more than Terry Starks, let me know. Let it be known. Who loves the sport more than me? That's what I'm talking about. I'm all about representing natural body. I rock the paraphernalia 365 days a year. I'm trying to get the young guys in my gym and the younger generation to do it the drug-free route. That's what the sport is all about. So, yeah, this year I may come out of retirement and show you guys something, you know, but I'm not trying to compete against nobody. I'm simply trying to compete against myself. That's it, you know. Praise God. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory
Steve,
to God.
Steve, go ahead.
Well, no, but like I said, you know, basically coming to the show, you got to know that, you know, like Terry, like we both just said, you competing against yourself. You know, it's a subjective sport. You know, another thing, your friends and your family, they all got your back. They got your best. They're going to all tell you should have won. Them people up there crazy. They don't know what they're talking about. you know, so you hear that too. So I mean, when you step on stage, you're putting your hat into, you know, in the ring. You coming to see what's gonna happen. You know, it may not go the way you thought it was gonna go. You know, you never know who's, you know, training on the other side of wherever. You know, you train your butt off, but you don't know, you know, who else coming. So it can go any way that day. So, you know, just come and just, you know, have fun. And may the best man win, aside from, you know, always thinking you're supposed to win every time. You know, and that's the main thing. We get, you know, the judges' feedback. It's like we always get asked, you know, well, what can I do, you know, to improve? And what can I do to, you know, how come I didn't, you know, if they were second place, or how come, you know, I didn't win? Or, you know, so you get those same questions every show, you know. But you have a lot of people who are, you know, first-time competitors that, you know, really want honest-to-God feedback. So some of them, you know, it's usually, you know, working on conditioning and stuff like that. They just weren't conditioned enough to, you know, to win the show or to, you know, place higher or, you know, something like that.
And you know, you and Keith Hunter, and I also got a chance to see Chris Goodman give some feedback, and she's molded after you guys, where she wants to be honest as possible without being brutal. And, you know, it just blows me away that you guys, you know, once you get their numbers, because some of them think that you're supposed to remember them because they looked at you and you looked at them, that you're supposed to remember every exact detail. But once you get it figured out who they are, you can give them the feedback that they need. And it's just the way you do the approach. I've seen the people that you've spoken with and you know, and really put it down like you were supposed to, where they come in better. Either that, or they don't come back at all because they realize, man, this is too hard. But either way, they got the truth.
Yeah. It's, you know, because basically you're sitting there at the judge's table, and you're basically sitting there, and you're dissecting each group of people apart. You know, you're going from symmetry, you're going to muscularity, you're going, you know, through it, and you're trying to see who has all the components that you're looking for. So just imagine if you got two phenomenal people that look primarily the same, like you're literally tearing them apart, trying to find something to distinguish them apart from one another. So, you know, especially like you got a pro stage, you got, you know, 12 guys up there, but five of them got similar physiques. You have to sit there and tear them apart. You know, and it can get hard sometimes, you know, but, you know, half of the judge panel might go one way, half go the other, but that's where, you know, it all comes to play with the, you know, with the total scores and everything, and bring it all back full circle.
Well, I think people really need to understand that, and you spoke about criteria earlier, especially with the BSAC being a new organization. Well, not new, but, you know, 4 years in. Where you're talking about, you know, what might work at one organization doesn't work at another one. And, you know, it's not that you're saying you don't look great, but the way you might have posed or the way you might have tanned or something that basically took away from the overall look that you should have brought wasn't brought that day simply because, you know, you didn't match up to the criteria.
Yeah. With BFAC, our routines are judged, you know, so you have a lot of people, you know, that really don't put any effort into a routine or the T-walk or, you know, anything like that. So, I mean, it is a third of your score with us. So it's important to, you know, bring that type of, you know, posing and stuff to the show, you know. It'll help you out. It's a third of your score.
And it's just so many things that you know, like you said, first-time competitors are learning. But then there's some that, like you said, if they're not going to do their best, then why? You know, I get a little confused when people say, well, why didn't I win? And then you turn it back on them and say, why didn't you bring your best? Because it's almost like you're putting the onus on the judges, the promoter, mm-hmm. and I love how the promoter catches so much flack, and you're not judging the show. It's not like you go back and say this person's supposed to win because, you know, they're the hometown hero. I'm not sure where that stereotype came from, but I'm so glad it's dying out, because that's the furthest thing from the truth, is where you say this person is local, so, you know, the points go up for that. I've never heard that. And I thank God I've never heard it. And if I did, I'd be the first one to put them on blast for saying it. So
right.
I'm glad that's going away. That myth is just dying, which was a blessing. But also the fact that I don't think people really understand when a judge or promoter says bring your best, that doesn't mean you're taking time off on stage. That whole time on stage should be that time on stage. Well, you're giving your all. When people walk off, you know, not even breathing heavy, I'm kind of surprised that they think, "Oh, I did well." And you, anyway, but
that's one thing we've gotten. You know, DFAC. One thing I can say, at all the shows I've judged and been to, they gonna make you work. You gonna get up
yes,
there.
Indeed.
You gonna work. They gonna move you around. You gonna move them girls and guys be sweating, cause they be like, my God, I was out there for such a long time. But then, you know, they say they go to other shows and they're not up there long enough. So
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like, you know, you want the stage time, and that makes it better for everybody, cause everybody gets to look at you in full light. Every judge
mm-hmm.
gets to see you. The judging is clean. So you know, we don't do crossovers. So, you know, that whole thing, sometimes, you know, you get that, well, you know, this person and this person is in this class and this person and this person is in this class. You know, it's pretty much you're in one class, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So it just makes the judging go a lot smoother, a lot cleaner, you know, and, you know, that's how it goes.
Well, Terry, you know, and speaking of, and this is speaking out of the competitive side, I know
yes, sir.
You like to be up there and get work. So, you know, it's times where I've seen you try to fix somebody's pose in front of you and on the side sometimes. I thought that was kind of comical. I actually picked it up. I picked that up from you because I thought that was one of the best ways to show true competition, is where you want to see the person doing their best, and one of us is going to win, but we're going to be at our best when we do it.
Right,
and,
absolutely.
You know, I got to give you mad props for that, because I've actually done that two or three times and had a fella, one of the guys actually thought I was trying to make him pose wrong.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, and that's really what it's all about. You know, I'm the type of guy that I really like to go against a competitor at their best. I mean, I don't run from competition. I run toward it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to compete against a bunch of nobody. I mean, so I'm in IFA where I keep getting Steve on the phone too. DFAC, I got to give them their props too. But you know, that's why I'm in IFA, because I love that competition. That competition is stiff. Competition is stiff. Oh yeah. Oh, it's stiff. Come over here and find out. Hop on the IFPA Pro Stage and find out how stiff it is. You pick a show. They all tough. There is no easy show. So, and that's what it's all about. That's how you get better. That's how you become great, by competing against the best in the world. Oh, I want to definitely give a shout out to John and Becky Arnold. Gateway Naturals is coming up. It's going to be a big show, so we don't want to forget that. You know, we got to support our natural bodybuilding shows. Evolution coming up. We're a little under 3 weeks. We want to support those natural bodybuilding shows. You know, if you're not drug free, well, you compete wherever. But if you're drug free, support your natural sanctions. We would really appreciate it. Amen.
That's real talk right there. That's real
talk. Yes, sir.
Well, since you spoke about the evolution, Steve, can you reiterate again the show, the date, so everybody has all the info in case they're thinking about a show to pick up this coming up?
So the show is a little under 3 weeks. Saturday, August 1st, it's at Lewis and Clark Community College in Godfrey, Illinois. Pre-judging starts at 10 a.m. The evening show starts at 5 p.m. website is www.evonbc.com. Registration is open until the show, really, but you'll have a late fee if you decide to wait that late to register, but we will take your registration.
All right.
Let's go.
And if anybody's got a birthday on the show day, people know them.
Right. Yeah, I didn't see my birthday come. I'm checking. I'm checking on my forms. I got to go back and look and make sure, you know.
Now, I have to ask, that blew me away. When you get down to details like that, that means, honestly, just that sigh and that relief when the competitor, the people in the audience see what you're doing, but competitors have been to shows and they've seen how we've been treated backstage, exhibitors, whatever, and when you start putting stuff like that in the mix, that changes the whole mindset. I mean, the show was just so at peace and so good last year. I mean, I can't even explain because, I'm running back and forth to make sure I get the pictures and the interviews and everything else. So I get to see the audience and I get to see the competitors. And that was one of those where I was in transition and just saw everybody just blown away because that was something so new. So, that's a hats off, tip of the hat, great job. Whatever you want to say, that's just going above and beyond as a promoter. That's being a friend, that's saying happy birthday to somebody and just making them feel at ease. So, mad props to that. I don't even know what you're going to be doing this year, but I'll be there to see it, and I'm thankful for it. Thank you for even doing the show and then, bringing the DFAC to the Midwest because, like Terry said, and like you said, we've got such talent. We've got so many I'd like to say headliners that could be, on any billboard and especially any magazine because if you're talking about physique, We the natural community has some of these. I've seen, my goodness, and the talent has just jumped, leapfrogged what they've been doing in the past years. Where I told a fella, I said, if you don't stay on your game, what you winning with on stage today won't win in 2 years.
It's being competitive, right?
Yes. The pro card win ain't the pro card look. I mean, ain't the pro stage look. I think people need to remind themselves of that.
Well, yeah, and depending on where you get your pro card at, you better make sure it's at a top-notch show because a lot of these amateurs getting pro cards aren't ready for the pro rank, and I just put it out there. I mean, these IFPA pro shows are tough. You get demolished on that stage. You better be careful.
The truth because I've seen people they win that pro card and they get that overall win and the trophy and they say next month I'm going for the big one
And they get clobbered. That's exactly what happens. Get clobbered. Well, it's called a rude awakening, and it's okay. You got to learn, But we do want to encourage everybody to jump in there and do the big shows, but compete against yourself. You know what I'm saying? These pros or these guys have been doing it for years. There's a lot of great seasoned, veteran IFPA pros out there that you just can't count out. Count these guys out, one of my favorites, believe it or not, he may not know this, Rico Browning is one of my favorite IFPA pros. I like him. Benny Mobley, definitely at the top of the list. I think he's just a true freak of nature, and at 50 years old looking like that, oh my God, that's just amazing. What was that? Will Powell. I mean, there's a lot of good ones. Marsha Johnson. I can't forget him. Philip Ricardo. Just a lot of good seasoned pros. Man, these guys are good. Terry Stark, listen, we can't forget about him. That big old beast. Yeah, I'll have to come out of retirement this year. But it's a lot of great talent, in natural bodybuilding. And I support everybody. You know, I like to clown and be silly, but I love the sport, and I love to see it grow. So as far as the bickering and the fighting and, well, this coach is better than that coach, and I've got this many world titles. I don't care about all that. I mean, put all that to, put your ego to the side. What are you doing for natural bodybuilding? Everybody want to be the best. Well, I'm the best, and I'm counting macros, and I eat 3 green beans. I don't care what you eat. You know what I'm saying? What are you doing for the sport? Well, my coach had me eat 3 green beans, and I had a tummy ache. I don't care about that. What are you doing for the sport? What are you doing to uplift natural bodybuilding? Who are you bringing into this culture? That's what I want to know. Who are you bringing into this culture? You help represent. That's what it's about. So, anyway, go ahead, Kayla. Knock it out, big dog.
I'm going to throw it to Steve because, he's done a lot. I mean, he's one of the people I respect a lot. You don't care. We had nothing but love. But I'm talking about just my introduction to the natural side was through Keith Hunter and Steve Lacy. How they approach the people because, it's a fragile moment after the show. And to see them basically coach people from the ledge, just giving up, where you can tell them exactly what they need to do, and sometimes get a better coach. I mean, I've heard them say it. It's real talk. It's not, not plugging the show. I'm talking about just real individuals, real. It's not hard words, but just real speaking, and that's not easy. That's a gift, even if it were your own competitor, if Steve or Keith had put somebody on stage they sell, they'd be just as open and just as honest because they actually know what it takes to make this sport better. It's not about them. It's not about the competitors. It's about the sport and the passion behind it. So, Steve, if you want to give shout-outs to whoever put that in your heart to make you that the man that you are, I was always blown away.
To be perfectly honest, a lot of the stuff that I got introduced to, was through Keith and his old business partner, Troy. I had not a clue. My first competition was a dare. Like, you gonna do a show? I'm looking like, yeah, right, what's a show? And I trained for it, and I met Terry at my first show.
I remember that. A long time ago.
Gateway 2007. You go way back and you think, and then, Keith gave me the opportunity to, test judge and showed me the ropes on that. And the next thing you know, I was judging, and time went on. 2007, 2008, 10, 11, 12. I mean, the years went on. And I just got, like Terry said, you just start loving the sport. I started loving to go judge and see the shows and see the physiques. And, I love it. I love doing it. It's a new hobby, a new passion for me now, and I love to see that it's growing and would love to continue giving people, a great stage to compete on. And that's just my take on it all. So, Keith showed me a lot of things about the sport stuff that, like I said, at first I wasn't even really interested in it. I just kind of always wanted to get in shape. That was always my goal. But, of course, when you get to one level getting in shape, it's the next one and the next one. And, you kind of keep wanting to go further. And here we are today.
That's true. That's true. Well, you've done a great job with how you've approached it. I mean, one of the most professional people that I've met, like I said, it's really something special to watch when you're doing the post show at the after party, and people are coming with attitude and frustration, and they realize, some people realize, the coach did them wrong. Some people realize that they basically screwed up because they were gym ready but not stage ready. And there's a lot of anger behind that, but you've never taken it upon yourself, you know, to lash out. And it's always been speak to them, you know, you'll speak your mind, but you don't sit there and rip them to shreds or try to, you know, like Terry said, you don't have
nothing to prove. And at the end of the day, it's not about all of that because I'm not your coach, you know, so I'm not going to give you that type of feedback like, you know, like that. I'm not going to sit from the judge's table and tell you, oh, you need to do 20,000 more leg presses and you need to squat deeper. I don't know that about you. I can only give you, you know, what I'm apparently seeing in front of me. You know, of course, you know, a lot of times, you know, some judges go that deep and give critiques like that, and it gets kind of sketchy, especially if they're working with somebody. You don't want to step on nobody's toes.
So you can't give that. That's not my area.
You know, it's not. Only thing I could say is, you know, yeah, you know, stand to do this, or you could do that, or, you know, your tan is a little off, you know, your posing might have been a little bad, but, you know, Terry know, and I know, you know, there's some guys, they may look like one way when they walk on stage, and if they stay on stage long enough, they start looking like a beast. They start blowing up. So, you know, sometimes that staying on stage longer helps some people, you know, but it's not the judge's place to, you know, give. I can't tell you, like Terry said, I can't tell you, you know, what to eat and what to do. We can't solidify that right here in 3 minutes. That doesn't work that way. You know, I can only just give you some honest feedback right here at the table, you know, that's just going to help you move on, you know, and what was put in front of us today. And that's what you're supposed to talk about.
Yes. And Terry,
Who would you like to give a shout out to, and the people that have been supporting you, and who just make you?
You know what?
There's so many,
and it's too many to name. But you know, I think I just want to first. I finally got to thank. Realistically, I think I need to thank Fred Rolette first, because he's the one that introduced me to this, to the NANBF organization. It was probably in 2005 I did an NPC show, because there were no natural shows that I knew of. And I think after the show, Fred Rolette approached me, and he said, "You're natural." I said, 100%. He handed me this card, and the rest was history. I know I get on his nerves sometimes, but you know, I really thank him for, you know, kind of introducing me to the natural side, because, you know, back then, I didn't even think natural organizations, you know, I was competing against a bunch of enhanced disease. So I feel at home, you know, definitely in the IFPA, natural world, so. But there's a lot of people that have supported my journey from day one. You know, so many I can't even name, and they know who they are, and they're still supporting me and still ride with me, and I thank them. And I'm going to come out of retirement this year. I know people say, "Come on, Terry Starks, don't retire." You know, the sport needs you. They want to see you. They want to see what you're going to do. That Yorton Cup, don't let it get you down. No, it didn't get me down. It actually... it woke me up. 2015 right. Yorton Cup. That's going to be a doozy. Yeah. So, amen.
Well, I know, like I said, in that region, I'm just blown away at just how big. I mean, like, that was the first time where I was doing Midwest Muscle interview. And it was 20, 30 people standing around behind the camera waiting to talk to Terry Starks. And that kind of blew me away. You know, I didn't know if he was about to get jumped, mugged, beat. I've never seen nothing like that.
They showed me a lot of love, Kaylin, and that's all right. You know, I'm humbled and I'm blessed. You know what I'm saying? And I try my best to... reach out to everybody that's definitely reaching toward me. So it is what it is. You know, I tell people, some people, they don't know me, so they get the wrong conception of me in a sense. I don't worship myself. I worship God. There's a difference. So, you know,
and
I put that out there
that
in the forefront.
Always made that
I don't worship myself. I worship God.
So, and I'm very humbled. I'm just blessed to be a part of this phenomenon called natural bodybuilding. You know, I'm blessed. I have no complaints. I'm doing what I love to do. I'm a scream drug-free to the day I die. I'm a screamer to the day I die, Kaylin. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm thankful to both you guys just for being, you know, so rock steady and keeping it to where it could grow. Because, you know, I think there's people that really, well, I know there's people that aren't in the natural realm that don't want us to grow because it's cutting into what they consider their business. So, you know, we're going to have people that don't mind stepping on toes to improve our sport, because the natural community is going to grow. And I think people don't understand that people want that. And like in St. Louis, Kansas City and Missouri, it's really big, and it's infectious, because like when I went out to Iowa, I saw something very similar, and just the people were so hungry for natural competition because they don't really identify with the enhanced realm. Mm-hmm. And you know, when I went out to Nebraska, I mean that's on another level where they're just They feed right into natural organizations. And a lot of people aren't there to, you know, want to be a competitor. They just want to see natural physique.
They want to see it. Yeah. I'm right along with I like seeing those natural physiques on that stage. I'm looking at the ISPA pro schedule now as we speak. I'm taking a look. I'm trying to see what's happening. Yeah, I'm looking now.
Well, I know I'm gonna get to see you at the DFAC Evolution, and I know Steve's bringing.
That. Oh yeah,
he's
I'll
bringing
that
the thing.
That's
yes, and if nobody's remembering what you're saying, I'll put a post on Midwest Muscle to make sure they got the new venue and everything else, because we sure don't want to slip up. Some people get them old.
Yep.
Bad,
and then also,
the
and also let me throw this in here. So, and also forgot to say, you know, so if you place first or second in your amateur class at the show, you qualify for the DFAC Worlds in Miami October 31st. And the DFAC Worlds is open to all natural pros. Great stage, great fun time in Miami.
Wait a minute, so you guys accept ISPA pro cards?
Yes, we
did
do.
You hear?
Oh, wow. How about that? Okay. Happy. Well, I'll be doggone.
The world is a fun time. It's competition because, you know, we have the people that come over from Scotland, from London, from Germany, from all these different places, and they have some phenomenal physiques over there. They are, I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. And then last year they started the elite class, the elite pro class. So you have to have won a pro show to be able to compete in that class.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So taking it to
another
level.
I've forgotten all about that. Could you talk about that for a second?
What the DFAC World's elite pro elite class? So if you've won a pro show, you can do the elite class. So like last year it was Robert Johnson, it was Siobhan. It was David Kay and Nathan Williams. And I know I'm forgetting somebody. I'm seeing it, but I can't. I believe it was four people last year. So, and Siobhan won last year. So he was the new pro elite class winner last year.
Wow.
Boys is bringing it, man. I think I'm just going to stay retired. These guys are too good out there for me. I'm forgetting this.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
These guys are good.
But I think that's really good to challenge the people that you see who really wants to compete. You know,
well, you know,
like, all right.
Hey, Kayla, I'm gonna say this right quick. This is what I want to see. This is one of my dream matches. I want to see all the top natural pros compete on one stage. Wouldn't that be nice?
No,
I mean, all the different organizations, everybody just get on one stage. Everybody
that'd
get on one stage.
You know, it don't have to be the Jordan Cup, you know, just whatever. Just everybody on one stage. That would be nice. And it's not about who's the best. It's just the best gracing the stage with the best. You see what I'm saying? Just because you get the nod that day, that don't mean you're the best. Because you may get on that stage tomorrow and the other person get the nod. No, it's not about that. It's just gracing the stage. That's how the culture grows. But that would be really nice. All on one
stage. Yes, it would.
One stage.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I really appreciate everything you guys did for the show. I've really had a ball. My cheeks hurt from laughing and smiling. It's always a joy. You know, I look forward to seeing both of you soon. Steve, you got anything you want to say before the show's over?
Just August 1st, Evolution.
Evolution,
right? Doing championship.
I'll be there, Steve. I'll be there. Yes, sir.
Terry, get you the last word.
Kaylin, thank you for having me on the show. I had a blast. And again, everybody out there, I just want to say I love you guys, and thank you for supporting Natural Body Building. And let's all get along. I mean it. No fighting amongst competitors and coaches. We're all in this as one. So I love you guys. And y'all stay blessed.
All right. That's the real deal right there. That's the real deal. So, you know, P2P, thank you so much for everything you do to let stuff like this happen. I'm always blessed to have you guys as my sponsor. Everybody, have had a great time. Gentlemen, thank you so much. I'll talk to you later. Good night.